Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros. Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 109. Today, we're going to talk about using images to power up your Google Maps listing and your website's ranking power. Did you know that the simple use of images can help you rank better and generate more traffic and leads to your company? Today, we're going to look at Google's best practices for images for your service business to use on your website and in your Google Maps profile. In addition, we'll talk about Google's artificial intelligence for images, which is getting better and better at identifying who and what is inside of an image. Okay, Google calls it Vision AI and Auto ML Vision. And again, they're getting better at seeing what's in an image, classifying it, and then categorizing it for search, right? So knowing that can help you, and taking advantage of it can give you a leg up on your competitors. So we'll touch on a couple of tips at the end of this podcast that have to do with the tricks you can do, take advantage of that artificial intelligence on images. For now, let's dive back into Google's best practices for images and turning it into traffic and incoming leads to your service company. So number one, Google says use, and this is about your website. So Google's website best practices. We'll touch on the Google Maps best practices according to Google's own Search Central. Okay, so number one, use real life images that are relevant to the page topic on your website. So if the page is about your water heater repair, then show some real life images of water heaters that you've taken and your guys and girls out there repairing them. Okay? Maybe customers, happy customers standing next to them as well. Number two, optimize for speed, right? So images are usually crazy large file sizes. If you don't size it and compress it, then the pages that they're on will take forever to load, right? So you have to size the image to the spot, or your web people to the spot where they're going to put it. So if where they're going to put it, they only need a 320 pixel wide image, then they need to size the image to that before they upload it to the page, right? And compress it as well. So there are two steps, right? So sometimes some tools can do both in one step, but they are two separate things. So sizing the image and then compressing the file size to reduce, they'll pull out some of the pixels. Quality usually is unnoticeable except for photograph quality kind of images, which service companies don't need. So you need to get those images down to, I would say, like 40 kilobytes or less, each little image you're using on a page, and maybe the header image, like a blog post or a page header image. That's bigger. That's going to be 1200 pixels or 1920 pixels wide. That's going to be 100 to hopefully no more than 200 kilobytes in size. But your regular page images should be 40 KB or below. And again, just think of yourself, right? When you're searching the internet and you're going to a page, you're waiting for a load. How long are you willing to wait for a web page to load? Think about that. The same applies to everybody, right? And Google's statistics show that anything more than 2 seconds, you start losing traffic, right? So every half second after that, you're losing 30% or more of traffic. Now, I will warn, beware of plugin solutions. There's lots of image compression plugins out there. Some can work. But beware the ones that take the image offsite, like so the page loads, and within a short time, the plugin has taken the image to their site, their CDN, sized it, compressed it, sent it back to you. So all that takes time, of course, and it might be better than a big image, but it's still slowing down the site. You'll see error codes right on Google Page Speed Insights, and they'll even identify that that action is calling up a third-party site to compress the image. So our advice is to size and compress images before uploading them to your website. Plan out your pages well, and you should be able to do that. You might need a plugin for all the hundreds or thousands of images that are on your site existing, but for all new ones, everything should be sized and compressed before uploading to the site. Okay, best practices number three. Specify the image size in pixels, the width and the height in the HTML code. And you do that to reduce, so now you're at the server that this is the size of the image and it's going to go here. So what we're doing is reducing what they call content shifting while the page is loading. Right, and now Google has its new Core Web Vitals playing a major role on how it measures user experience, quote, end quote. And so content shifting of page elements while a page is loading, what Google calls cumulative layout shift, or CLS, is one of the three metrics of Core Web Vitals. So it's pretty damn important to Google and to users, right? We've all also been on a page that usually because of ads, but the stuff is just moving all over the place. And that's considered a bad user experience, and it is. So if you don't define the width and height of your images in the coding, or your web people do, then you have unnecessary shift going on, which you could simply get rid of by defining it. All right. Best practice number four, place the image near relevant text. Right, so pretty self-explanatory. If the image is about, again, water heater repair, put it next to a headline talking about water heater repair and a paragraph, right? Tip number five, or best practice number five, avoid embedding important text in the image and expecting everyone to see it, including Googlebot, right? So this is pretty common on blog posts where there's a featured image and words and maybe logo, we do this ourselves, are embedded into the image, right? And that's for a better looking image. But don't do that and not do an H1 tag, a title, a heading tag for the page, and a heading below the image. So don't think that that text in the image is going to replace a heading. It might visually to the person looking at it, if they're looking at it. Lots of people search with images not loading and use text reader, and so they will only see the alt text, which gets us to tip number six, is to provide alt text, alternative text, I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for, is a code or just words you put on the in the code of the image, jeez, crazy, that describe the photo. So you can use, and you should, this is again for people who have images turned off, and especially a lot of people for accessibility reasons. So they see only the words that the alt text represent there, right? So describe the photo, and then if possible, use keywords that are important, right? So let's go back to our water heater page example, and it's a picture of, so your company's technician draining, flushing water heater in city, state, something like that, right? So it explains to the person who's not looking at the image what the image is, and you also embedded some nice keywords into the alt text to help just further solidify who you are, what you do, and where you do it, right? That's the key of every page, or most pages. All right, so provide alt text. If you're using a WordPress site, you can go into your media gallery and then click on the first image and you'll see a box for the alt text. So create alt text if it's not there, and then you can click through and cycle through every single image on your site. Make sure that they all have alt text. It's actually required by website accessibility laws, and it's a big one that a lot of people get caught and eventually even sued for. So get in there and look at your images and apply some alt text wherever it's needed. Okay. Best practice number seven, include a title and description. So while you're in WordPress in the media gallery, while we're at it, while we're there, you'll see the box for the alt text. You'll see a box for title and another for description. So usually the title's there and pulled from the file name. Right. If that file name is bad or not like SEO optimized, meaning it doesn't have It's not descriptive. It doesn't say what the image is about, what the image is depicting, and it doesn't try to inject a keyword also. Then, of course, change the title and make the title something better descriptive, and then add the alt text, and then add a description. And you can make the alt text also the description, or the title also the description. You don't have to come up with three different things, but put them in there. Now for products, we'll get to, let's see, yeah, that's coming up next. So best practice is number 8. If the image is of a product, or it's a video, or it's a recipe, but that doesn't pertain to service companies. So if it's a product or it's a video, then Google Images can display what they call rich results for product images and videos, right? Which means on the search results page, there'll be more than the image. People can click on it. They'll get a sidebar with the information that you provide. So usually the copyright holder, the copyright year, a description. So that's where these will come into play again. So now your title, any product images you're showing on your, let's use that water heater page example again. Maybe you're going to show 3 of the water heater brands that you sell. I would recommend you take a photo of you in a branded t-shirt. We'll get to that in a point near the end also. In front of water heater brand number 1, take a separate photo, or maybe it's your whole team, however you want to do it, in front of a bunch of the water heaters from the same brand. And do it for each of the 3 brands and then post those up there. So now you have a product photo. So now the description and the title are important, but also now you can add what's called schema markup or structured data to those, to just to products, images, and videos that will further define to Googlebot. It'll talk to Googlebot and the other search bots and give that title, description, copyright holder, etc. to the Googlebot and enable you to get rich results for those images. And it also will help you rank your images to rank better. The images that have rich results are more than likely going to rank at the top of the image search bar inside of Google search results page. Okay? I kind of twisted around a little bit in there, but I think you got the gist of it. So create product images. You should for wherever you have a product that applies to your services. And then, like I say, team in front of a product, and then post them on the site and get your web people to add schema markup product data to that. Same applies to any video that you put in. Number 9, best practices. Google Images for your website supports images in the following formats. .bmp, GIF, JPEG, PNG, WebP, and SVG, right? And that's different. I bring it up because it's different than Google, your Google Maps, your business profile on Google Maps. And so we're going to talk about a few short little things here from Google's website on their Google Maps best practices advice for images. So once again, number 1, use real life images, right? Your team, workers, customers, jobs, products, services in action, your building, inside and out, your trucks, your office, group photos, barbecues, company picnics, etc. Right? Real life images. Now these are being uploaded into Google Maps, into your Google listing. So they actually prefer square images. Kind of weird, but it's what looks best actually inside of their platform on a mobile device especially. Now most of our smartphones have the cameras inside of them have a square image option. So you should inform your techs that Google loves square images and they should be taking job photos when they're done each day, right? And then you can have those images either come into a central location in your office, get screened, take out the best ones, upload them to your Google business profile, right? Google prefers a by 720 pixel with a minimum of 250 by 250. Right, but your camera will take a larger image than that. You should be fine. And here's the one case where file size doesn't really matter. It's going on Google servers and they're still serving it up pretty quick. So you don't have to optimize it there on your phone. You can go right from your phone to your listing and then upload it directly, because you can edit directly from your listing now. You don't have to go to Google My Business dashboard anymore. You can edit right, just be logged into Google and edit, search your listing, and you'll be able to edit it right there and then, and upload photos. JPG and PNG formats only, and of course, good quality, right? So you should have somebody screening them. So make sure they're well lit and they look good, right? Only upload what you'd be proud of. Doesn't mean everything has to be polished or professional. By any means, just the opposite. You're a service business. People want to see techs getting dirty, doing their job, so on and so forth, solving people's problems. Okay, from a SEO standpoint, to increase the ranking ability of your maps listing, we suggest you add images to your listing really every day if you can. The more, the better, especially if you're in a highly competitive area. Getting your listing in those top three Google Map, when they search for your services, it's absolute gold. We're talking lots and lots of calls every week, every month, if you maintain being in those three. And one of the ways you get there is by adding images regularly. So again, if you're doing jobs every day, your guys should be taking photos every day. And then those photos should be uploaded daily. Should become a new standard operating procedure. At the end of the day, somebody is uploading those photos. Okay? I promise you, it's worth it. Because once you, if you're not already ranking in Google Maps, and maybe you never have been, and you think, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you don't know what you're in for. If you have been there and you've lost it, you got a taste. You know what it's like, the dozens and dozens of free calls you can get simply by coming up in Google Maps for water heater repair, your city, your state, solar panel installation, your city, your state, roof tile repair, your city, your state, right? And it's super easy to do, at least from Google standpoint now. So think about putting a standard procedure together and taking advantage of the opportunity there. All right, now as a bonus for making it all the way through my boring speech, I'm going to give you a couple of tips here to take advantage of Google's developing artificial intelligence, right? Because they're trying to see what's in the picture, right? And by see, they mean people, places, and things. Now, you can test it, right? So you can go to cloud.google.com/vision. cloud.google.com/vision. And you can upload some photos, some work photos. And you'll see that they got a long way to go. But in some images, they're going to be able to identify certain things, people, places, and things, right? So here's some tips that you can use to take advantage of that, right? So upload images of your crew. So Google can recognize your company logo, for instance, right? In images. As long as your logo is clear and it's not crazy complex or something. But if you got a good, clear, easy to read logo, Google's going to get to know that logo. You put that logo on your t-shirts on your crews, your wrap trucks, your technicians standing next to a happy customer with branded shirts on, branded signs, shirts, and coffee mugs in the office photos that you take and upload. All these kind of things, the more your brand, your logo is in photos. And those are, again, shirts, signs, coffee mugs, on the wall in the office, all over. A little sign that your customer's holding with your logo on it, 5-star, whatever. Whatever and wherever you can put it, it helps, right? And not just your logo. People, places, and things, right? So Google can also recognize city landmarks and city hall buildings, right? So take advantage of that. How about images of your team or somebody from your team in logo wear in front of those local landmarks, city halls, buildings, parks, but in front of the signs in front of the buildings, right? Not just the building, unless that building is super unique to that city and extremely well known. You want your city hall, building behind you, but the sign, city hall, visible as well, right? If you can tuck your wrap truck And you, in front of all of that, now you're talking, right? So now you can use these things for your city pages, right? So if you're a service company, you do business in a lot more than your city location, right? And this is a problem for all service companies, is ranking outside of your local area, which is almost impossible in Google Maps, but your website can do it in the organic section below that, and usually best done with city pages, right? So a page on your site under service area for each one of the cities that are important to your company. And those city pages can be greatly helped by photographs of your logo, your team, your trucks in front of local landmarks, local buildings, local restaurants, right? Local parks. And again, the signs are important, right? So think of the magic of that, right? So your city pages can rank better outside your office location with those kind of just simple changes on your city pages. All right, so same holds true, by the way, for your product photos on your product pages, right? Which we discussed a little bit already. All right, lastly, so right there, help Google help you, right? Google can feed you enormous traffic and phone calls organically for little or no cost, right? It's there. The potential and possibility of it is real and it exists and it's right there on your fingertips, right? So, but Google wants things in order to give you that exalted position, if you will. So feed Google what it loves. And it loves images coming up regularly, right? Like all these things we just discussed. But again, feeding it to them regularly. So your Google listing, again, we've got lots of episodes on that. Feed it reviews, feed it pictures, right? Feed it Q&A, these kinds of things. Your website, same thing. Change out the pictures on your service pages every once in a while. And try to have no stock photos on your website. Try to have, replace them all. Go on a mission to replace them all with real life photos from you and your team that talk about the topic on the page. All right, cool beans. Hope that helps some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Help the algorithm like us. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. You get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this one on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.